Oh, good to see you this morning. Of course, I'm not Pastor David, so you might be able to tell I got hair, but it's for you, Pastor David. But welcome this morning. My name is Brent. I'm the connecting pastor here at Navigation Church, and we love connecting you to the body of Christ. I love seeing Tad on that screen, a life changed. So good stuff. I'm trying to keep myself together just a little bit because it's just amazing what God has been doing at Navigation Church, and you're a part of what God's been doing. Hey, today we're going to talk about the book of Proverbs. Pastor David kicked it off last week and just gave a great introduction into the book of Proverbs. And I want to kind of dial in specifically to one verse today and give us some direction, some insight into that. Doing it a little different, Pastor David, but this is what we're going to do, right? We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. If you want to follow along, it's there on the screen. Otherwise, you can go to our app, Navigation Church app. You can download that app. You can go to under Connect and then the Sunday Notes. And under the Sunday Notes, you can follow exactly with the message, the scriptures I'm going to read as well, and some extra information just for you as you head off to maybe your nav group this week, or if you just have some discussions with your family, you have that ability to kind of dive in instead of trying to remember everything, because if you're like me, I have no good memory. So that's what we're doing. Proverbs chapter 1, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Read that again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I don't know, for whatever reason, when I look at the book of Proverbs, and it's talking about wisdom, for some reason, I go back to when I was a teenager. Oh, okay. That landed well. So I go back when I was a teenager, and I have some moments, just a few, okay? Just a few. You're probably much better than myself, but there's a few there, and I want to dial in on those, but Proverbs is a section in the Bible known as the wisdom literature, okay? It covers Proverbs, Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon. These are the wisdom books of the Bible. The focus of these books is to instruct us, men and women, the ways of the Lord and in his service, okay? The book of Proverbs is a collection of these teachings from Solomon to his son, showing the young man how to live his life in a manner that was pleasing and is pleasing to God. I don't know about you, but if you know Jesus today, then you desire to show your life that's pleasing to the Father, okay? You're one to honor him and glorify him. And if you don't know Jesus today, then at the end of the service, you're going to have the opportunity to just connect with him, and it's going to be an awesome moment. But this is a key verse to unlock in this book of Proverbs. This is the key verse to unlock the power and purpose of the Word of God called the Book of Proverbs. It's mentioned, the fear of the Lord is mentioned 18 times within the Book of Proverbs. And within the whole Bible, it's 27 times. And I find if it's even mentioned once, I'm going to focus in on it. But it's mentioned 27 times in all of Scripture. I'm really going to dial into this. I want to understand what the fear of the Lord is. And I believe today the Lord wants you to walk out with a new revelation of what the fear of the Lord is. So if you're like my son, many of us, we hear fear, we automatically go to that thing that we're terrified of, scared of. Maybe some of us go to a spider that you're scared of. I see people knocking and poking and hitting one another. Maybe it's the dentist. The dentist? Maybe it's needles, right? That's a pleasant thing when you see a needle coming towards your mouth, right? Oh, I love this. I love it. This is good. Anybody that says that, I'll meet them afterwards and have a conversation. So maybe it's the doctor's office, the dentist's office, it's a spider, maybe it's a snake. I know I didn't think I had any fears. You know, I'm a proud man, a little pride. And I remember, I have several stories I could share. I could share when I was in high school and the gym teacher thought I was going to burn the school down. I needed wisdom at that moment, and instead I went to lying my way out, right? Covering my tail with a few other people. I see some people went to school with me, and they would know if I reference names. I'm not going to reference any names. They were right there with me. Maybe not the wisest folks to be around. Maybe it was, needing some wisdom. Maybe some of you know this. It's not my finest hour playing mailbox baseball. Maybe some of you. I know, I'm the chief of all sinners right here, okay? Oh, maybe it was even in college. And I went to Bible college, folks. That mailbox baseball happened right before I went to Bible college. There was a little car-ish situation when I was in college. I had to get on the phone. Mom, Dad, I need some money. Ain't that that's the phone call you parents get, right, when your kids are in college? I need money. A prank gone wrong, okay? I'll say that, with someone's car. Prank went wrong and cost us several $1,000 to get fixed. Wisdom. I needed some at moments. I needed some instruction at times, right, where I could draw from some wise people at that moment. And I needed it. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 7, though, says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning." It's the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. Okay, foundation. Respect and obey the Lord. This is the beginning of knowledge. Another translation, version, says, "The reverent fear of the Lord, that is worshiping him and regarding him as," I love this, "as truly awesome." I like the simplicity of that. Just truly awesome. The reverence of who God is. The Message version says, the translation says, "Start with God." There it is. I'm done. Okay. Start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down before God. Foundation, reverence, respect, obey. Start with, bow down before. But still, many of us think of the fear of the Lord as some maybe big God, big beard. Yeah, bigger than my beard. It's hard to imagine, but a big beard. And he's up there with a bat or a 2x4, just ready to pounce on us, right? Every time it goes wrong, he's just ready to lash out in terror and frighten you and scare you. So what is the fear of the Lord refer to? Well, the mighty theologian Webster Dictionary defines fear as this: a feeling of anxiety, agitation produced by the presence of, or nearness of, danger, evil, pain. I'm not going to talk about that, but that's exactly what people think. When they hear the fear of the Lord, at least for me, I think of someone, I think of situations where I was scared or where I was fearful. And I remember there's a moment that I came into understanding my fear, and it was in 1998. My first job as a pastor, first day on the job, it was, "Hey, we're going to go cliff jumping." I was like, great, this is a cool church, man. The first day of the job, we're going out in the sun, we're going to jump. But what I came to realize is they said, we're going to go to a good high point that we like to jump, and it's only 50 feet. Only 50 feet. And it's only a few hundred feet deep in the lake. That's a long way down there, folks. And what made it worse was my little sister was with me. Maybe 13, something, I don't know, she was young. And she's like, hey, just right off. This is easy. She made it look really easy. I'm like, I'm here with my pastor, boss, and some other teenagers, and 22, and I'm like, my pride, you know? I'm like, hey, no offense here. It's like, the girl can do it, my sister can do it, and I just keep walking, doing the not good thing, right? You keep walking up and going, wow, what's wrong? And then you walk back, and I'm like, oh, just jump down, it's great. And you walk up there. How many times did I walk up there? Countless times before. Hey, I did jump. I had to keep my pride intact. My sister wasn't going to outshine me. Yeah. Fear. Jumping off. Cliff jumping. I remember another time. I took... I was a youth pastor, and I took some teens to Ecuador. And I remember convincing my pastor, his daughter was just turning a teenager, like 12, 13, and convincing him, just let her go. She's going to be with me. It's going to be great. There'll be no problems. You know, it's just, I had to keep convincing him. And finally, she was able to go. And we had a free day that we took, and we decided to go in Ecuador. Why not? You know, go bungee jumping. And not just any bungee jumping. It was on a bridge with a river going underneath it. And you just step out on like a 2x6 and you're supposed to just jump. Right? It's like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, you teenagers, just keep going. So we're like there all day. Teenager after teenager's jumping. Some of the leaders are jumping. I'm like, hey, ain't no way. I went to the restroom probably half a dozen times. Ain't no way I'm jumping off of this thing. It's getting dark. And so, of course, I wait to the last minute. Everybody went but me. All right, I couldn't let that happen. So finally I get out there on that little ledge and you stand there and we jumped. But I waited, my fear, and then it's dark and why not jump when it's the worst of the worst? I won't see what I'm hitting when I land. Fear of the Lord. That's not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about that kind of fear today. Well, what kind of fear are we going to talk about? Looking at it this way, the word fear in the context of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 is used by Solomon with these words. It's a reverence. It's an awe. It's a great respect for who God is. It's a reverence. It's an awe of who? This majestic, mighty, powerful, all-knowing, good, great, kind, loving God that we get to build our lives upon. Those verses I mentioned, it's the foundation. We start. We build our lives. If you know Jesus today, this is what we build our lives upon this. This is the chief principle in my life that has guided me my entire 33 years of knowing Christ, 30 plus whatever years of knowing Christ. Figuring out what God's called me to do, where he's called me to do it. In 25 years of preaching the gospel, where has God guided me and directed me? And I would only know that if I built my life on a reverent fear of who God is, that He is all-powerful, great God that I'm going to look to, so I could build the foundation, so I know what the plan, so I know what the will of God, so I know the direction. Because when you build it on a sure foundation, you can build that thing. If it's built on fear or your illusion of what you think God is, this evil, this horrible guy waiting to beat you down, you're building on something false that will not stand the test of any crisis, situation, disease, sickness, pain, suffering. It will not test. We will not be able to handle the test that comes your way, called life, right? And in this life, we need wisdom. In this life, we need knowledge. In this life, we're going to need the fear of the Lord and a healthy fear of who and what God is. What then does it mean to fear the Lord? When we truly fear the Lord, we recognize this. We recognize God as creator. We are His creations. We look at God as the master, and we are His servants to serve Him. You ever been to Chick-fil-A? Pleasure. They're always saying pleasure, you know. Yeah, they're all there. You know it. You're always going, my pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. Ultimately, that should be my pleasure, God. Whatever you want. I want to please you. I want to please you. I want to honor you. I want to respect you. He is the Father, and we are His children. We are His children. You are His child. This attitude of this idea of God is the Father, and we are the children, parents, they're our kids, manifests itself in our having a respect for God, His word, and our having a desire to do what He tells us to do in His word. We can relate this kind of fear to that which a child has in his parents. It's the kind of fear that is present. The child knows what his parents, they know this. They know you can bring the hammer once in a while. Come on. They know that you have divine authority at that moment in their lives. We know God. You have all sovereignty. You have all power. You have all knowing. But the overriding fear of going, if I disobey you, I bring displeasure to you. And it's not a condemnation. It's not a guilt. It's not a shame. It's purely that awness of who God is, and you just desire to please Him. And if you go to the left, you go to the right, it's coming back because there's some alignment that takes place in your life when it comes to the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is a deep-seated reverence for God that causes men to want to please Him at all costs. You desire to, whether you just come to know Jesus, if you've known Him for 25, 30, whatever years, it's always coming back to, I just want to please you and I want to honor you. God, forgive me when I really screw up. And it's going to happen. But it's when you have that healthy awness of who God is, that healthy revelation of who Jesus is, that perfect picture of who He is and not what you think He is, but who He truly is. So genuine fear of the Lord is always seen in the obedience of His word. If you have a real fear of the Lord, you have a healthy and genuine obedience to His word. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 13 says this, to fear the Lord is to hate evil, is to hate that which is contrary to God. And it's funny how we know what those things are. Without having somebody tell us that was wrong. There's something inside us that goes, that was wrong. I said that wrong. I did that wrong. I treated my kids this way, and that was wrong. We know. We have a constant pulling. Check this out. By Oswald Chambers, he says this. The remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. Where else you, if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. It's a healthy revelation of who God truly is, a healthy paradigm that you can see this is who God is. This is the healthy, that is wrong, but this is correct. My God's not gonna abuse me. My God's not gonna do that. My God's gonna love me. He's gonna correct, he's gonna guide me. See, you as a parent, you can correct your kids wrong and you can correct them right. I don't think I need to tell you that. There's a healthy way to have a conversation about the truth that maybe your child's not having, right? Because they're a teenager and they're seeing it only their way. Come on. I know there's some amens to that. Healthy. Remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. Nothing else. So take a moment. Let's just evaluate a few things, right? Take this moment right now and go, would you describe your life as one lived in the fear of God? So right now, you're just doing that self-inventory. You're looking at your own life right now. You're not poking your husband. You're not poking your wife. You're not poking your teenage. You're not doing this right now. You're not hitting, elbowing, none of that. Another one. Does the dread of his wrath prompt you to holiness? Let me stop just for a minute. God desires us to be pure. He desires us to be holy. It's a constant. The book of Revelation, it's all about the process. So we're in a countless and continual process of God changing us and working in our hearts. It is not my job to give you a checklist, though, and go do all these things and now you're holy. That is not what it's about. Because when you have a healthy fear of who God is and who he believes you are, you desire just to come near. I don't have to mark it off the list of a church or religion. I desire to please the Father. I want to respect you, God, in everything you tell me to do and say. And you press to that. Does respect for him and for his will propel you towards obedience and godliness? That's what I'm talking about. It should propel you. It should just, a little poke and just to keep you going forward. It just urges you to go forward. You desire. You just want to keep coming close to him. You draw into that. When we're talking about the awe of God, the respect of God, I'm going to hit on some more, but can't help but think back. When I talk about awe of God, I had a deep revelation and impact into my life back in November. And in November, I went to a men's retreat. I'll say it different, Tad. Men's retreat on steroids. And I was in the middle. Well, actually, I was towards the end of this weekend. And I had a moment that, for me, I can only, a few times in my life. One other time was when I was in high school and I was ran over by a tractor. Did I have a revelation of my Father holding me and everything was going to be all right? On the way to the hospital, my literal Father was holding me, and somehow I knew my godly Father was holding me. And I forever see that. So I'm picturing God the right way. And then back in November, I had a moment where, the camera guy's going to have to follow me, had a moment where I was sitting on the floor with some guys, and I had the most awe, this ain't even right, Graham, just an awe moment, the most incredible moment where I sit there, and I looked up, and I love that this light's right there. Because that's about all I could see. Was God looking at me. Me looking at him. And his grace and his love and his greatness and power. God was literally looking at me. And I was literally in awe of how much he wants me. How much he wants me to be a part of his life. And that doesn't push me away. That draws me closer. That goes, man, that's a God. That's a God. I want to do whatever I can. And I didn't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything to have a proper fear of who the Lord is. All respect who God, have a deep-seated reverence of who he is and how much he wants you. You build your life on that type of foundation, you will never go wrong. You will never go wrong. The beginning of wisdom. I'm going to tackle that here in a minute. The beginning of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, we read that. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Man, I'd say a lot. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 33 says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. True fear of the Lord is born out of a knowledge of how powerful, majestic, and full of goodness God is. Before one can grow in the Lord, you must have first learned the fear of the Lord. So that foundation, you've made that step to build upon. It motivates us to be holy. It motivates us into holiness. Not by that list that I referred to, and not by a bunch of, but you draw into who that real revelation of who God is. Proverbs chapter 3 says, in verse 7 it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. Depart from evil. That which is contrary to God. God's here and drawing you here. Everything apart from him is not, everything on this side is not God, but that's God. I want to draw into that, not into that. Though through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. Evil is avoided. When you have a desire of a true understanding of the fear of the Lord, you're drawn there. You want to avoid evil. You want to avoid doing those things. They're not going to please him. And by all means, this is not a pure, like, it's the way it's always going to happen. I still make those sins. I still make those mistakes. I still have issues, right? I don't have any issues. We don't do anything that brings disgrace or dishonor to our Heavenly Father. The prospect of causing the Lord any pain, that would be just too great. Just too great. And so we desire. Another thing that the benefits of the fear of the Lord, it prolongs life. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Of course, it's not a blanket statement, but listen to this. When it talks about those issues. Approximately 60% of human illnesses can be traced directly or indirectly, to fear, sorrow, envy, resentment, guilt, hatred, or any number of emotions. So I think I want to have a healthy fear of the Lord. So I'm not ran by wrong emotions, but I'm ran by those which God has given me. Because it's the foundation is right. Your first step is right. It provides a sense of security, and the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Confidence that God is on my side. Confidence that God has your back. Confidence that God's with you at every moment. God's with you at the deepest and darkest moments of your life. God is with you there. And God is with you when you're on the highest mountaintop. And God is with you in between. God is with you when you have a healthy perspective and healthy fear of the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? Fear of the Lord, walking in the fear of the Lord. get rid of those feelings of insecurity or abandonment when you have the healthy fear of the Lord. You have that sense of security and love. It produces life. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. It's a fountain of life. It does not stop flowing to depart from the snares of death. In the message says, you won't go off drinking from poisoned wells. You won't go somewhere else to drink when you're drinking from the fountain of life. That well will never run dry on you. That well will always be refreshing. That well will always be directing and guiding and loving and correcting you when you have a healthy fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is like a fountain that continually springs up within our spiritual vitality and strength of our lives. Healthy things grow. One of our core values here is vitality. And in vitality, that's because it's connected to the wellsprings of life, the fountain of life. Christians, to walk cleaner and closer. That's our desire, just to continue walking cleaner and closer, avoiding these traps. We avoid those traps and temptations because we have wisdom from God. And you build that foundation right so that in your life, you are then you're directed and guided by healthy fear of the Lord. It makes all of life better. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16 says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and trouble therewith. So it's healthy to have a good fear of the Lord, because just to have wealth and just to have everything you possibly can, how many stories have I read of people that had everything they thought they could have in this world, and they were still empty in life? How many Hollywood actors and actresses have more money than they know what to do with, right? They have all this money, the cars, the houses, everything. And in their Instagram picture, look fabulous, it's great. Life is great. But you don't see behind the scenes of the void and the emptiness, that if you have a real fear of the Lord, you are satisfied. You are full. You won't go off drinking from something else. You won't long for something else when you have a correct fear of who God is. Proverbs 1:7, fear of the Lord. The beginning, it talks about that beginning. I'm going to hit on that in a little bit, but it's the beginning is that time and space and order of things. Let me jump just a little further and I'll come back to it. Another benefit, it produces safety. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. The fear of God will satisfy your heart and your life. You'll have one goal. What's that one goal? Pleasing the Lord. Pleasing the Lord. When we learn to be satisfied with the Lord and with the privilege of walking in his fear, we will permanently be satisfied, period. It brings great blessings into our lives. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 4, humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor in life. Decisions will bring great blessings into his life. There will be spiritual richness beyond belief, that peace, that joy, that hope, that security, the promise of God, the presence of God. To put it simply, walking in the fear of the Lord is going to have to be your individual decision today. It's your call. But it's ordered around a holy reverence, respect for God. And it's a decision you must make. I can't make that for you. If you fear him, then you will want to honor him in everything. So talking back about the fear of the Lord, the beginning, that beginning. So the fear of the Lord is that awe. It's like that wow. Wow. True knowledge cannot exist without a reverent fear of God. Let me say that again. True knowledge cannot exist without a reverent fear of God. leave you this big ball right here. So Hebrew phrasing of that, the beginning, it means this. It means the chief place in time, space, and order. Time, space, and order. Literally translated as given priority to. What are you given priority to? If you want your foundation, if you want to start right, it must start with the fear of the Lord. It must start with giving God first priority in your life. Does not mean you cannot get knowledge apart from God, but implies that knowledge is out of place when it's not taken from God. The fear of the Lord, in awe, in reverence. His goodness, his greatness. The fear of the Lord is something that in your life, if you build on that foundation, if that's your foundation, you won't always be going, well, what's God's will for my life? Or what should I do? You're calling on and you're building your life on where wisdom is found, in God. So you build that strong foundation in your life with this. A couple little other points I just want to hit on is you'll keep this type of wisdom and fear and pure view when you put on these lenses. When you put on this type of what we're talking about, the fear of the Lord, when you start looking through everything with those lenses and you start seeing God in all powerful, knowing, loving, majestic God, and you look at everything through those lenses, you're going to be able to find the wisdom, the strength, the guidance to know this is what we're supposed to do. Or you're talking to your wife, you know you're supposed to go here. Kids, you're able just to give them guidance and direction. It's all found in God's word. It's all found with this foundation. When I've been in those moments of going, God, I wouldn't have been able to hear God like I heard him. And in 2008 and 9, that you're to plant a church if my foundation wasn't planted in Christ. When my foundation, if I wasn't looking at God, literally on my knees in this upper room in the rainforest of Ecuador, crying out to God, looking to him, you are my God, you are it. And him speak to me so clearly. See, when you have a healthy reverence of the Lord, you'll hear him clearly. Sometimes we think we're playing hide and seek with God. And that is not it. God is always right here going, this is what I want you to do. Yep. It's up to you to put the right things in place so that you can have the right connection. It's the right connection to God that allows you to hear properly, allows you to see properly. But I can't push away this completely. We need to walk with the wise. Proverbs chapter 13, 20 talks about that. Wise men make you wise. Any major decision in my life, I've had people around me that would speak into my life, would confirm things in my life. And if anything, I found where I thought getting into my 40s would allow me to kind of get more on cruise control here, you know. We're finally arrived. We're not little kids anymore. We're not just in our 20s. No, we're not knocking anybody in their 20s. Our 30s, like, we're men, you know. We're adults now, you know. I thought it was supposed to be a little easier when I got to this part of life. And I found out differently. Body starts falling apart. Having to get in proper life. God, you created this thing. Put it back together, would you? I want to be 25 again. But having wise people, if anything I found in my life at this point, is that I have to pull in people closer to me than ever before. And for me, I've brought in wise men that are my friends, that walk around me, can speak into my life, so I can continue to pursue the almighty, awe-inspiring God that loves me beyond measure. That's what I got. That's it. That's it. The fear of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you can step into that awe, if you can step into that reverence, if you can step into that respect of who God is, your foundation will be built right. You will be able to build upon that foundation. That no crisis, no situation, no sickness, disease, nothing will be able to knock that foundation. Nothing will crack that foundation. Because you've built it properly. I want to do a couple things today. One is this. One is I want us just to be quiet for a minute. I want you to be able to close your eyes for a minute. I want you to be able to just breathe in the oxygen God's given you for a minute. And I want you to begin to reflect upon a healthy dose of the fear of the Lord. So as you breathe out and you breathe in and you're standing and you're sitting here, why don't you surrender for full first priority to God? God, I've kind of, you start going, God, I kind of had some things out of alignment, but I want my alignment with you to be right. So you breathe in, breathe out. God, I want to walk in true reverence of you. I want to be in awe of who you are. Maybe today you're going, and even online, maybe you're going, I don't know really what you're talking about. But I do know I want to know that Jesus. That Jesus that's made my life better. Has given me fullness of life. And maybe that's you today. That you just want to know that God, that you would just raise your hand in this room right now, raise your hand online, hit that button, whatever you have to do, to go, I just want to know Jesus today. I want my life to be forever changed. And God, I just pray right now upon anyone that raised their hand here or online to go, Jesus, I just want to know you. I want to walk with you the rest of my life. I want to live to please you in all I do. Jesus' name, we pray. If that's you today, you raise your hand. Maybe you're not here today, but you raise your hand online. And if you're here or online, you make your way to the next steps in the back, and they will help you just get on the right path with God. But maybe you're sitting in here, and you just, man, that fear of the Lord is remarkable. It gives you that peace. You find strength, you find security, you find protection, you find life. Amen.